Long before website banners, TV or radio commercials, and electronic billboards, there were murals. Coca-Cola Consolidated is working to restore its faded advertisements or ghost signs across Appalachia. One of the largest murals so far was unveiled last week in Hinton in Summers County. As Jessica Lilly found out, along with the strong sentimental value to the rural residents, the signs still have a strong marketing value for the global company.
You always have to hold the Coke.
A small crowd armed with plenty of free small glass Coca-Cola bottles gathered to celebrate a restored advertisement for the iconic brand.
Before the world-famous sign in New York City in Times Square, there was the sign in Hinton, West Virginia.
That's Lauren Steele, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for the independent Coke dealer that covers the Southeast.
So you can say that that sign in New York was a ripoff of the sign right here in Hinton, West Virginia.
It seemed some folks really showed up to the unveiling ceremony for a free cold sugary drink, but either way, Coke was in the spotlight. The mural stands 17 feet tall and 60 feet wide, one of the largest ghost signs restored by Coca-Cola Consolidated. It's one of thousands of Coca-Cola ads painted at the turn of the century, many of them in the rural South. The company has restored about 15 murals across three Appalachian states so far, with plans for at least 15 more. George Manahan with the Manahan Group, a marketing company in Charleston, says it's smart business because of the nostalgia Coca-Cola inspires.
I think Coke is the only brand or one of the only brands that really could get away with this. If you owned a building and someone else came up to you and said, hey, we'd like to paint a Pizza Hut on your building, you'd be less likely to do that than you would probably Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola won't say how much it's spending on the ghost sign project, but Manahan says he recently paid an artist $2,500 to restore a mural on a building in Charleston. Multiply that times the 30 in Coke's project, and you get $75,000. The Coke murals are a bit larger, so let's say we add a little more to the grand total. Still, Manahan says that's just a drop in Coca-Cola's marketing budget, and it's well worth it.
You say that new refurbished logo is going to stay on that building for 5-10 years, then they're getting a lot more bang for their buck. They're getting the PR recognition, and they're also reaching out to small communities for brand loyalty. I think they win-win-win on this one.
This mural was painted around 1916 in Hinton, a railroad town that by 1929 had three national banks, two hospitals, 10 wholesale firms, and 75 retail stores. Like other towns across Appalachia, Hinton now deals with a drug epidemic, empty storefronts, and a high poverty rate. For Arnold Lee Johnson, the Coke mural is a reminder of Hinton during happier heydays in the 1940s when he could buy a hot dog and a Coke for 15 cents.
People from the country would come, you know, shopping, and they'd had a little fruit markets and all set up. And now it's heartbreaking to see nobody on the streets.
He's happy to see the mural that towered over him and his childhood friends restored.
It wasn't new. It was getting old in the 40s, but we'd look at it, and you know how kids are. We would look at that big sign there, you know. But I never dreamed that this day would come. I would be down here with it being restored.
Johnson hopes the restoration of the mural will be the beginning of the revitalization in his hometown. And it's that type of emotional connection that Coca-Cola is banking on. Again, company official Lauren Steele.
These ghost signs are definitely part of Coca-Cola's history, but they're also part of the history of the town. These ghost signs are proud landmarks in the communities where we serve. And this sign in Hinton is going to be a beacon of a renewal of Hinton.
The mural artists are taking a break during the height of the summer heat. The next restoration project will start up in early fall. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Hinton.